A chip on your shoulder is bad for your social interactions. What about a chip in your head to help control mood disorders? Electrode arrays and even computer chips have been put into the brain or in close communication with it. One chip on her brain surface warns a woman when to take medication to halt epilepsy of 45 years duration. Deep brain stimulation with electrodes communicating with external circuits is approved in the U.S. for obsessive-compulsive disorder. It's under investigation for use in depression and anorexia. It gets deeper. Elon Musk's Neuralink company foresees two-directional coupling, your thoughts out, information back into your brain. Neuroethicists who think deeply about the ethical implications are concerned. Makes sense, right? Consider one section of an article by Liam Drew in the July 25th issue of the journal Science. Software in brain implants might prevent mood swings, but a person with an implant might be unable to have a negative emotional experience, even when it's normal, such as upon learning of the death of a friend. This could be Botox of the mind. Another concern is privacy. Again, supposing you have an implant, could the data stream of your brain activity be hacked by a malicious person or group? Imagine Equifax or Yahoo or Marriott in charge of your chip. I hope you can disconnect fast. I hope you'd be capable of recognizing an incident. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.